What was that?
Oops, sorry. That was me.
Well, what is it?
It's a bag of peanuts.
Peanuts?
Yep, they're my favorite.
Oh, okay. Well, here you go. I'm Nathan, and these kids are all from Camp Goomy Goomy. We're hanging out in the woods for the morning, and I was just going to tell them about forgiveness. Who are you?
I'm Squiggly, and I'm a squirrel. I live here in the woods. I was just jumping from tree to tree when I heard you talking about Jesus. And I got so excited that I dropped my bag of nuts because I know this story.
You do?
Yeah, and here it is.
Okay.
Once upon a time, there was a squirrel who lived in the largest hole in the biggest tree in the middle of the woods. He was the king squirrel, and he was very, very rich. He had lots and lots of servants who collected peanuts all day long. And they were known as the Peanut Gang. These servants would often borrow peanuts from the Great Squirrel King so that they could feed their families or sell them to put an addition on their trees. Some borrowed a little, and some borrowed a lot. And one day, the Squirrel King wanted to collect back all the peanuts his servants owed him. As the king began to do it, a squirrel who owed him 1,000,000 peanuts was brought to him. "Do you have my peanuts?" the Squirrel King asked him. "No, I don't," the squirrel servant cried. The squirrel servant was not able to pay, so his master gave an order. The squirrel, his squirrel wife, and children, and all he owned had to be sold in order to pay back the peanuts he owed to the Squirrel King. But the servant fell on his little scrawny squirrel knees in front of the king. "Give me time," he begged. "I'll pay back every peanut I owe you." His master felt sorry for him, so he forgave him what he owed and let him go.
What? The Squirrel King forgave that entire debt? It was 1,000,000 peanuts. That's nuts.
Yep, that's a whole lot of nuts.
So I bet the servant was really happy.
Yep, the first thing out of his mouth was...
Oh, that sounds happy.
So anyway, the servant goes on his merry way back home. And on the way, he runs into another member of the peanut gang who owed him 1 peanut. And he grabbed him and began to choke him. "Pay back what you owe me. I want my peanut." So the other servant fell on his scrawny little squirrel knees. "Give me time," he begged. "I'll pay back the peanut that I owe you." But the first servant refused. Instead, he took the squirrel and threw him into the squirrel jail. The squirrel would be held there until he could pay back what he owed. However, the other members of the peanut gang saw what had happened and they weren't very happy about it. They went and told the Great Squirrel King everything that had happened. And then the king called the first servant in. "You evil squirrel," he said. "I forgave all that you owed me because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on the other servant, just as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, the Squirrel King turned the squirrel over to the jailers, and he would be punished until he paid back everything he owed. The end. There. What do you think?
Well, yeah, that's kind of like the story I was going to tell, except that mine had people in it. And then at the end, Jesus told the people something.
What did he say?
He said, "This is how my Father in heaven will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart."
Ooh, I think the best idea is to forgive.
Yeah, me too.
How many times should we forgive our brothers or sisters or friends when they hurt us? When Peter came to Jesus and asked if he should forgive his brother up to 7 times, Jesus said, he said up to at least 9 times, I think.
Well, it was a lot more than that. It was 77 times. But really, Jesus was saying that you should forgive lots and lots and lots.
And lots and lots and lots of times.
Yeah.
Even if somebody owes you 1,000,000 peanuts. Speaking of peanuts, I gotta go. We're having a peanut party this afternoon, and I need to go collect some more. It's a lot of work collecting peanuts. It's not like they grow on trees or something like that. Festival has them on sale for $1.49 a pound, so I think I'm going to start there. Bye.
All right, bye.